You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Look what you're playing.
Yeah. Why not?
Why not?
Why not?
We could do a bunch of bumper music today if this stuff good.
30 minutes out from today's Mind Bender. We'll have that at 7:30. I'm going to talk about something that I got in the mail day before yesterday. We've all received wedding announcements. What's interesting is that you get they come in stages, right? First, you get the save the date announcement.
Yes, like a few months in advance.
I always like that. It's an invitation without being an invitation.
Right. It's a hear ye.
It's like, start shopping now.
Don't make any plans in November. Yeah.
Then you get the wedding announcement. But I got a third one because I remember getting the save the date. Then I remember getting the wedding invitation with all the information about, you know, where they're registered. By the way, I will throw in, they were registered at a couple of places, and one of those was Amazon, and what a great idea.
Oh, it's brilliant. You can send stuff right to people. Right to them.
Just ship it right.
Get out of here.
And then I got a third announcement. And the announcement, it said, and it's printed. Here,
it's printed. That's some heavy card stock.
And it is. It's very impressive stock, I'll give you that. And it says, announcement, we regret to inform you the wedding of blank and blank, which was scheduled to take place on November 15th, has been canceled.
Oh, ruh-roh.
We sincerely apologize for the inconvenience. Now, I will throw a disclaimer out there. There's a lot of pain involved in this, and I get that. Everyone who's involved, pain, including family members, the two young people that we're talking about. And I don't want to, I will never belittle that or anything like that. What I found interesting was that because we're talking two people in their 20s, the fact that they recognized this before the event and actually stood up in front of all of their family and all of their friends and said, we're bailing out on this, strikes me as so mature and responsible. Because how many times, Jer Bear, have we talked to somebody on the phone on this radio show and maybe they're divorced and we said, well, when did you know that there was trouble? And a huge number said, when I was walking down the aisle.
Yeah, you hear it all the time. It's like, I know I shouldn't be there. I know I shouldn't be walking down the aisle. I don't want to say yes, but it's like you're in the moment. What are you going to do? Turn around and run? You don't want to do that. That's even more embarrassing. Because I think with this, the first thing that people would go to would be how immature, how horrible that you're doing this. Like, why didn't you know at the time before you even sent out invitations? But I do like your take on it. This is the mature, wise thing to do. Bail out now. I mean, yes, there is an embarrassment factor to it that you got to send this out. Sure, it's a little embarrassing. But I think it would be even more embarrassing if you're 6 months into the marriage and you get divorced. Or
agreed.
A year. So
agreed.
Much more embarrassing that you went through it, went through the entire thing, the money, people's time, and then you bail out. This is the right way to do it. It really is. And damn, that card stock is nice. I mean, they put some production value into this.
If there's something funny about it, I mean, again, there's a lot of pain involved. I'm not saying this is funny, but if there's something funny for me, is that the day I got the card that says this has been canceled was 2 days after I shipped the wedding gift.
Okay. So did you ask for that back then? Like, how does that work?
Well, you know, it's funny. Okay, I'll just tell you. The gift, because it was on Amazon, they had a whole bunch of stuff. One was this really cool little tool set that they had on their registry. They wanted a tool set.
Some sockets. Like, well, that's,
yeah, and I'm like, oh, that's, you know, a young couple like that with wrenches and screwdrivers and a little hammer and all that. I was like,
perfect.
That's what they asked for. I'm going to be the one to get them that. And after the announcement came out, the mother of the bride reached out to me and said, look, I just need to get, you know, Amazon stuff. Can you go on and get, you know, a return label and send that to me and we'll take care of that. And I just wrote back. I said, listen, just make sure your daughter gets this, because I think it was sent to the house of the groom, whom, whom I don't know. I know the bride. I don't know the groom or the groom-to-be. But it was sent to his house on their Amazon registry. I said, make sure your daughter gets that and let her just keep it. I said, because every young woman should have her own little tool set.
Absolutely.
You know? Both young men and young women.
That's pretty smooth
should
of you.
Probably have that. I said, so don't worry. That's goofy to return it. Just have her keep it and use it with whatever she's going to do. It's sad to make them return a gift.
I wonder
like
how
that.
Many other people did that. Like, was this just a ploy?
Oh, shut up. Shut up.
I mean, I don't want to make you know, accusations. I mean, this might have been just a little gift grab.
No, shut up. Being a jerk. I do have to switch gears, though, and ask you something.
What?
You've been down this road.
In a way, yes.
You guys postponed. You didn't cancel. You
we
postponed.
Didn't. We did the planning for a year, whatever, and then it got very heated. Too many cooks in the kitchen, as they say, with planning the wedding, and we threw the brakes on it for, God, I don't even remember now, Dom. It was maybe another half a year. We were like, we just can't do this.
Oh, I thought it was a full year.
Maybe
was
it was
not?
A full year. I'm sure my
what
wife will correct me.
What was that decision like? Because you'd already told people.
It was sad. Well, like you said, it's painful. It's very sad. And it's just you're sitting there in limbo. Like, are we going to even go through with this now? Is this the right decision? And we had already sent out the save the date cards and things like that. And then we had to turn around a year later and resend new save the date cards. And I'm sure people, mostly you, were wondering what is happening.
No, I've worked with you long
this
enough.
Is doomed.
I knew what was happening. So.
Yeah. So, I mean, but gosh, I can't. Kudos to these folks for sending that out, because that would have been a very difficult thing to send out. Just for the embarrassment factor, because you kind of feel like a failure a little bit, you know?
Can we hear from some of our listeners who have been down this path, either one of the paths, actually, that have canceled a wedding that was already scheduled? And look, these guys, they are 5 weeks out.
Wow. Down to the wire.
Because it was a mid-November wedding. So they are just 5 weeks out. Can we hear from people who maybe did this like closer to the wedding? Is there anyone listening who canceled a wedding like within a day or two of the wedding?
The day of would be awesome.
I mean, it really, this would be interesting stories.
They would. Like, what was going through your head? What was the thought process?
I think you hit it just right, Jeremy. You said, like, it's that, or what if, like, a year later or 18 months later, you're sending out announcements or you're letting people know, hey, it didn't work out. I think there's something very mature about knowing beforehand, look, this is not the right thing to do.
I think everybody that got that was kind of like, oh, thank goodness we don't have to go to this wedding. Whereas, like, a year later, they're probably mad at you. We went through that entire wedding. We had to travel. Now they're broke up. Like, you're saving a lot of family angst here by just saying, we're not doing it.
Oh, there you go. Might as well jump, right?
Just keep coming today.
Hits just keep on coming. Van Halen today. We're about 15 minutes out from the Mindbender. We'll have that at 7:30. We were talking before about the wedding cancellation announcement that I got. And Jer-Bear and I were talking about how most people would just go ahead and go through with it, even if they didn't think it was the right thing. And we're giving the bride and groom-to-be props here for being really mature enough to understand, hey, it's not working. Why put everybody through this if it's not working?
I will say Liz wrote in and she says, boys, maturity has a timeline, though. We went to New York, spent the money for a hotel and airfare along with the gift, and the groom canceled the morning of.
Morning of!
The morning of.
Well,
do you ask for a refund at that point?
Monica, similar lines. My brother and his girlfriend canceled their wedding 2 days before the ceremony, but some family had already traveled into town. There was a lot of anger and drama, Then she writes, but I'm so glad he never married that girl.
Thank goodness. Well, at least you get to see family and you got out of town, I guess.
Well, yeah, I think there's going to have to be refunds for people like that. If you've traveled,
you got to help them out.
Although, really, how do you do that? I mean, how do you refund everybody? Nobody's got the money for that. That's thousands of dollars. I don't know what you do. I don't know what you do about that.
That's a big old, I'm sorry, please forgive me.
At least the one I'm talking about is more than a month in advance. Nobody's traveled. At the very
worst,
you can cancel.
Get out of it, I guess.
Elsa wrote, my husband and I postponed our wedding twice.
Yeah.
When we finally went through with it 3 years after the first postponement, we had lots of family and friends who wouldn't go because they didn't believe we'd actually go through with it. But now we've been married 16 years, couldn't be happier.
Aha, good.
So not just one post, because you did a postponement. They did that, then they postponed it again.
And then the third time, they're like, okay, this is it.
And then awkward. Michelle's note. Michelle says, my son and his fiance canceled their wedding 3 days before the ceremony. It was a cheating situation that came out.
Ruh-roh.
And while everyone said it must have been the groom, it wasn't. It was my son's fiance who cheated with her next door neighbor.
My goodness.
So strange, she says.
That is strange. He's had a good looking lawn.
The next door neighbor.
Well, convenient, really. Just got to hop the fence.